Begin the current daf Masechtas Pesachim daf Lamed Hei. Begin 8 lines down from the top of the Yamet, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, moving on from the previous Mishnayos, which was speaking about the Isra Chametz, and now moving on to the Mitzvah of Pesach by the night, on the night of the 15th, when the Pesach begins, which is the Mitzvah of Vechilas Matzah. So the Mishnah begins, Eilu Dvarim She'adam Yoytze Behen Yedeichev Vasa BePesach. These are the things that one can go ahead and fulfill his requirement on the night of Pesach, which is the Chiyuv to eat Matzah on the first night of Pesach. As it says in the Pasuk in Shemos Yud Beis, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, on the first night of the 15th of Nisan, a person has to eat matzah. So from these five things, one can go ahead and fulfill his chiyuv. That is, bechitim with wheat, b'se'orim with barley, b'kuzmin with spelt, b'shivim with rye, b'shiboy l'shul, and with oats. And Rashi says the reason why it's called oats is called shiboy l'shul, which means the ear of the fox. That's because the ear of the grain of oats has a tail like a fox. And that's why it's called Shiboy L'shul. So these are the five types of grains that can be used to make matzah out of them. Then the Mishnah continues and says, V'yoytzin b'dmai. And the person can fulfill his chiyuv of matzah on Pesach by the night by eating it with d'mai. And d'mai is produce that was bought, purchased from Am Haaretz, from ignoramus. And it's called d'mai because it's from the word d'mai. What is this? That we're not clear if the Am Haaretz went and took of a tenth, which is necessary to take off from Tevel, Meiser, or not. And the Chachamim obligated a person that buys from Am Haaretz to separate Meiser's Misafik out of doubt. If such a person eats matzah from what he bought from Am Haaretz without first taking off Meiser, he is, after the fact, he's Yoytze the Chiyev of matzah on the Seder night. Then the Mishnah continues, Uve Meiser Rishon, similarly regarding Meiser Rishon, which is what the Levim have, the first tenth that Yisrael has to take off, which is given to the Levi, Shenutla Trumasa, that then the Levi took off what's called Trumas Meiser, from his Meiser that he got from the Yisrael to give to the Kayin, and then from here on it has the halachic status as Chulin, and they could permit it even for Zarim, so therefore that is also included in things that a person can use for his matzah on the Seder night, and the Gemara will discuss all these different cases. What are the chedushim, A, on the ones that we're saying that they're mutter to use, and then as the Mishnah momentarily will say, those which are forbidden to use. Then the Mishnah continues, Uva Meiser Sheni veHekdesh Shenifter, and similarly regarding the Meiser Sheni, which is the second type, which is taken off by the Yisrael and then is eaten in Yerushalayim, or Hekdesh, which was redeemed, that is allowed to be eaten even out of Yerushalayim as the chiyuv of matzah on the Seder night. V'hakahanim, regarding kahanim, they could even use b'chala u'b'truma, they could even use what's called chala, which is taken off from that's separated when there's a certain amount of dough that's made, as the portion which is called chala is given over to the kohen, and so to truma. However, as Rashi explains, Yisrael, a non-kohen, cannot use truma for the chiyuv of matzah, even after the fact, even if it will be over on the Isra of Truma, even b'diavad, it will not be yet to the chiyuv of matzah. That says the Gemara will say later, because it says in the Pasuk, Lisichel of Chametz Shebes Yamim, Teichel of Matzahs, which we compare the prohibition of eating chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah, that on such an item where there's only prohibition of eating it because of its chametz, that's something that you can fulfill the chiyuv of matzah through it, which would exclude, let's say, something of Truma, which it has another Isra besides the Isra of Chametz, that would be excluded, and therefore Yisrael cannot be Yoytze even after the fact on the Chiv of Matzah from Chala and Truma, but a Kohen could. Then the Mishnah says, Avol loy betavol. However, untithed produce cannot be used in the being Yoytze the Chiv of Matzah on the Seder night. And similarly, we cannot use Meiser Rishon, which a Levi has, but he did not take of Trumas Meisers to give to the Kohen yet, which has a halachic status of a type of a tevel. Not with Meiser Sheni that's out of Yerushalayim, the Hektish and Hektish, things which are sanctified with the Kedusha of Hektish, that these two items were not redeemed, that a person cannot fulfill his Chiyav of Matzah with. Chalas HaTayda, however, regarding the breads that are made with the carbon Tayda, or kike nazir, and with the wafer-like breads that are made for the nazir, so that depends. If he made it for himself, that is, he made it for the purpose of using it for the lachmei taida, which some of them are matzah, or for the rekikib nazir, then ein yoytze mehen. Then he cannot fulfill his chiyuv matzah with these matzahs. And that is, even if he didn't slaughter his carbon of taida or the nazir on these breads, and he didn't call it that name, however, since he made it for that purpose, as the Gemara later will explain, that will not be valid for him to use it for the chiyuv of matzah. However, if asan limkar b'shuk, if he made it to sell it in the market, not for himself, for those who are purchasing lachmi teide and the rekiki nazir, then yesem, and then if he doesn't ultimately end up selling it, then he can use it and fulfill his own chiyuv of matzah on the first night of Pesach. And the Gemara again will explain the reason for this halacha. So now the Gemara elaborates on the first halacha of the Mishnah regarding these five types of things that we can make matzah out of. So tell me, we learned in the Braisa that kusmin, spelt, is minchit, and it's a type of wheat. And as Rashi says, the difference to know that is to say regarding the halacha of truma. Regarding truma, you're not allowed to take truma, take off what's necessary to give to the kohen from one type, from one kind, on another kind. So, however, that's what the halacha is telling us, that you could take off truma of wheat if you're going to, on regarding the produce of spelt, because wheat and spelt is considered a type of wheat, so you can take wheat as a truma on the produce of spelt. Whereas Shibel Shuel, oats, v'shifen, and rye, minsa iron. They're a type of barley, and again, therefore, barley would be able to be taken off for truma on oats and rye. And then the Braisa continues in explaining in Aramaic terms what these things are. Kusmin, which is spelt, is called gulba in Aramaic. Shifen, which is rye, is called dishra. Shibel Shuel, which is oats, was called shvili tala, as Rashi says, because the Aramaic definition of shul of a fox is tala, so that again, that was called the ear of the fox. Again, the same definition for oats because it has that type of a tail by the ear of the grain. So now the Gemara makes an inference from the Braisa, and which is basically the halacha that we found in the Mishnah, that hani in, that these five things, these five types of grains, they can be used to make matzah out of areiz v'dechem loy. However, rice and millet cannot be used to make matzah out of it. None immediately. Where do we know this, that will not be valid as a kind of matzah? So I'm Rishim Melakish, b'chein tana de b'shmol, b'chein tana de bei Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. That Amakrat says a pasuk in Devarim that teaches us this halacha. It says liseichel love chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. Shivas yam 7 days. Teichel of matzahs. You should eat matzahs. Now in the same pasuk it's equating chametz and matzah for the 7 days of Pesach to tell you Devarim habam l'dei chametz, an item which comes to fermentation that can become chametz. Adam yitz ben yedeichel v'asav matzah. Such an item, a person can fulfill his obligation of matzah. That is, if he makes matzah out of these types of things, which include the five grains, which could become chametz, and they could rise. Therefore, you could be yitz matzah yatzu elu. This excludes, which would be included of oriz and deich and rice and millet. She'ain bam dechimitz. They don't rise. They don't become fermented. Elu deisich, and they just get spoiled if they're sitting around. And therefore, they will be excluded from the ability to make matzah out of them. So the Gemara says, Masnitin the like Kabiyachim Nuri. Obviously, our Mishnah is not like Kabiyachim Nuri. Damar, Oiriz min Dagenhu. He says the rice is a type of a grain. And V'chayovin al Chimutzi Karetz. And you'll be liable for consumption of the chametz of rice for the Chiv Karetz of eating chametz. And therefore, he would hold that one can go ahead and make matzah out of it. The Tanla Galina Braisa, Kabiyachim Nuri, Oisir Ba'oiriz V'Deichin. He says it's forbidden to consume a cooked dish on Pesach that has rice inside of it. And millet, and the reason is they should carve lahachmetz because they're very close to fermenting, and therefore you see that they do ferment, they do become chametzik, and therefore again, according to his opinion, Rabbi Yechim Nuri, one would be able to make matzah out of it, and therefore our Mishnah must be not like him, which does not allow areiz v'deichem. But however, the Gemara wonders regarding this term that Rabbi Yechim Nuri said in that brisa that it's carve lahachmetz. Ibaylu, they had the following question: shekarve lahachmetz, when he says that it's very close to becoming chametzik. Does that mean the kadim umachmetz, that it gets quickly, it turns chametzdik? Idilma karev lahachmetz, or maybe it means to say that it's close to becoming chametzdik. However, chametz gemer lehava. However, it does not ultimately become chametzdik. In other words, what does it mean karev? Does it mean karev in time? Or does it mean karev in concept, that it gets close to that, but it doesn't actually become chametzdik? And as Rashi says, the difference would be that if it only gets close to being chametzdik, but it doesn't actually become chametzdik, then there would be no punishment of karev. And if one eats it b'shagig, he would not bring a karev, because it doesn't actually become chametz gemer. So that was the question. So Toshma, the Tanya learned in the Braisa, clearly the Amr Yech Menuri, Oyriz Min Dagon, who that rice is a type of a grain, the Chayav and Achimutze Karas, and says explicitly that one is liable for its chametz Karas, and the Adam Yetzibi Dechavas and Pesach, and the person can fulfill his Chiv and Pesach with that, so clearly that he holds Karav Lachmetz, that very quickly it does actually become chametz Gamer. Then the Braisa comments, V'chein Hoyer Rabbi Yech Menuri Oymer, Kramis Chayav is Bechala. The Kramis, which the Gemara is going to explain momentarily, is also chayav and chala because it is considered a type of a grain. Because although it says that it has to be lechem, as it learns lechem, 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 oini, however, the Gemara menachos perek bishmal, this that what he's saying over here is kramis is also considered a type of lechem, and therefore it would be chayav and chala. My kramis, what is kramis? I'm a baya shitzi nasa. Now my shitzi nasa. I'm a pabish shitzi nasa demishtacha beni kli nasa. It's this type of shinasa which is found among the poppies, which Rashi says is called ketzach, which is it's around like millet and it's dark. And Rashi has another interpretation that it's a type of a a type of a grain that's found together with the rye. However, either way, he says that this karamis is considered a grain and therefore would be liable in the chiyuv of chal. Now the Gemara continues with the pasuk that we just said, that we had made the drasha, that whatever could become chametzik, then you can make matzah out of it. The Gemara brings a drasha in the reverse. Amar Rabba Barchanan Mishlakish. Isa shenilay shebiyayin, dough that was kneaded with wine, the shemen and oil, udvash, and honey. And as Rashi says, that there was no water put into it. There's just these items were used to knead the dough. Ein chayoven al chimutzei kars. Then one will not be liable for consumption of this with the chiyuv of kars. And that's because, as the Gemara later on will explain, that fruit juices are not mchametz, they do not cause it to ferment, and therefore, since there's no water, you won't be chayiv kars for consumption of this as chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara says that Yosef Rav Papa Rav Huna B'Ri Yabishua, that these two Talmidei Chacham were sitting kamedra of Idi Bar Oven, but Yosef Rav Idi Bar Oven v'kamenam n'Rabira was dozing off. Amalei Rav Huna B'Ri Yabishua L'Rav Papa. So my time in the Rish Lakish, he asked him, what's the understanding of this halacha of Rish Lakish? Why is it that if you have flour that you're kneading with liquids, you're not going to be chayiv for chametz on Pesach of Karis? So Amalei, so he said, Damak Krabba, because it says in the Pasuk, which was the Pasuk we had made the previous drasha, it says, L'seichel of chametz v'gaymer, one should not consume chametz all 7 days, and then it ends off by saying, however, one should have matzah all 7 days. So the drasha is reverse. Dvarim sh'adim yoytze ben yidei chavasi b'matzah, things which one can fulfill his chayiv of matzah, then chayiv al chimutz karis, that same item, you can be liable for its fermentation of karis. Vaha, however, regarding these things that are mixed with wine and oil and honey, one would not be able to fulfill his chiyuv of matzah with such a matzah. To have you le matzah ashira, because that would be what's called wealthy matzah. It's not made like lechem oini, just bread, and it's not made with flour and water. It's made with flour and honey and oil. That therefore ein chayav al chimutzah karas. Therefore, one is not liable for its fermentation of karas. Just like we said, one drasha that way, it works the other way also. If you're not going to fill your chiyuv matzah with it, you're not chayiv on its chametz karas. However, Eser Rav Huna B'Ri D'Bishul Rav Papa, he asked him, we learned in the Braisa Himchahu, if this bread was dissolved in water, the gamoy, and then, again, any type of bread that's a type of a grain, if it was swallowed, im chametzu onish karas. If it is chametzdik, then there's a punishment of karas, which the chiddush that the Braisa is telling us, that even swallowing would be considered eating too. However, the Braisa continues, v'matzahu eino d'myotzi d'chavas b'pesach. However, if it's matzah, if it didn't become chametzik yet, then the person, however, would not fulfill his chiv of matzah on Pesach. And the reason being is because since he swallowed it without chewing, without eating it, that's not what's called, quote, derech achil. It's not the way things are normally eaten, just to swallow it, like a pill. And therefore, so that would be the two halachas. If it's chametzik, even if it's swallowed, you will be liable for karas. However, if it's swallowed, although it's not chametzik, it's actually matzah, however, you will not fulfill the chiyuv of matzah again because it wasn't eaten the way it's normally eaten. So he asked, v'hocha de'ein od miyidei tzedei chavas b'matzah. Here, when we said when you're swallowing this item, this grain, which again could be either made chametzik or not, that we said that you're not going to fulfill your chiyuv of matzah if it's swallowed, yet v'chayav n'chimutzik karas. However, that same format of swallowing, if it is chametzik, we said you will be chayav for chametz, but however we said that your drasha was that only if you could be yoytze your chiyuv matzah that way, is then you could be chayav on chametz, and here it seems not like that. So the Gemara says that issa b'hu Rav Idi Bar Oven. In the meantime, Rav Idi Bar Oven woke up. So amalahu, he said, dardiki, young lads, hainu tamid Rish Lakish. The reason is not because of this swara that if you're not yoytze chiyuv matzah for it, then you won't be chayav karas. As that, it's a very legitimate question, because then when you're swallowing it, you should not be chayav karas for chametz. Rather, mishum dehavalahu made pears. Rather, the reason is because it's fruit juices. Again, this wine, this oil, and this honey. And therefore, continue on tamid beis, who made pears in machmitzin. Fruit juices do not cause fermentation, and that's why you're not chayiv, not because you can't be yoytze chiyuv matzah with it, rather because it actually is not becoming, it's not becoming chametz if there is no water and only fruit juices inside of it. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. So he said that not only could you use these five grains, but even in certain cases, yoytze b'dmai. You could be yoytze with your chiyuv of matzah even if it's d'mai, u'b'maiser b'chula, etc. So the Gemara asks, d'mai? How could be yoytze your chiyuv of matzah with d'mai? It's not fit, at least in Rabbanan, they say now that I eat ma'aser, now that I eat demai, without first taking off ma'aser. So therefore, as the Gemara later on will say, the drasha, that anything that has another iser besides Baal Teichel Chametz, you cannot go ahead and fulfill your chiyuv of matzah. And therefore, here where there's another isser of demai, you cannot go ahead and fulfill your chiyuv of matzah. Or another pshat Rashi gives is because it would be mitzvah of avera. You're going to fulfill your chiyuv of matzah through the avera of eating demai. So how can we say you're fulfilling your chiyuv of matzah with demai? Now the Gemara says, kivendi by mafkila nachse. Since this person, since he could, he has the ability to say all his possessions are ownerless. Have ani boichel demai, then he would be a poor person, and then halachically he would be able to eat demai. So therefore, hashtag namichazli. So therefore, now also, even if he does not mafker all his things, since this halach of demai is only a chumr drabanan, and that is because most amaratz and most ignoramuses do take off a tenth. So therefore, even now, after the fact, if he eats it as demai for matzah, he will fulfill his obligation. Does not learn the mission of demai that mechil nesani demai. We are allowed to, although there was the issur drabanan of demai that was not imposed upon poor people. We could feed poor people demai. Vesachsani demai. Similarly, regarding the soldiers of the Jewish kings, that it's incumbent upon the people of the city to feed them, who are protecting them from the enemies, who are Jewish. They are have a halachic status as paupers, because since they're not where their homes are, therefore wherever they are, they don't have actually food. So we're allowed to feed them demai. But Rav Huna says, Tanu in the Brisa, that it's actually machloikis. Beshamay nesanid demai, besachsanoi demai. Beshamay says, we're not allowed to feed the poor and the soldiers demai. We still say that we could feed them, that's the halacha, and therefore, that's why he said a person can fulfill his chiv matzah with demai, because since he could go ahead and become a pauper, which is then allowed to eat demai, therefore he's yaitza after the fact. Then the Mishnah said, Maisa Rechin Shenit L'Trumasei B'chulu, regarding this, the first Maisa, the first tenth that the Levi gets from the Yisrael, that then if he went and took of Trumas Maisa and gave it to the Kayin, then he could fulfill his Chiyav with that for Matzah. So the Gemara's Pshit is pretty obvious. Tekivin Shenit L'Trumasei, since he took off his obligation to give his tenth, his Truma from his tenth to the Kayin, so Chulun Hava, it's considered regular Chulun, and everyone could go ahead and eat it. Why would you think you can't use it for Matzah to say that you could? Now the Gemara says, Loi tzricha, shekdimi bishibalim. We're talking about that the Levi went and took his Meiser before the Truma Gedalia that the Kohen's supposed to get first, before the pile was smoothed out. He went ahead and beat the Kohen and took the Meiser when it was still in the ears, before the Kohen took his Truma. That is because Min HaTaira, Truma is supposed to come first before the Meiser, because the Torah calls Truma Rashis, the first. And for whatever's left over, the 50th or 60th or 40th, whatever it is that the Kohen gets from the owner, then a tenth of it is given to the Levi. But now the Levi went and he beat the Kohen. He wanted to not lose that 1 out of 50th that the Kohen takes to get a tenth out of what's there in the produce. However, he took off, as the halacha is from his maisa, he took off the trumas maisa. However, the chiddush that we're talking about is that he did not take off the truma gedayla from before or after when he had taken off the maisa. And the chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us is that even in such a case, it would be mutter to go ahead and consume that maisa that you took off trumas maisa, but not truma gedayla that he beat the claim for. And you can use it for matzah. Okay, the Revo, like Revo says, regarding this Meiser Rishon that the Levi takes, and he went and took before the Truma that the Kohen takes, when it was still in the ears, it's exempt after the fact from Truma Gedayla. Shnelik says a pasuk in Bemidbar, this, that you should take off a Truma for Hashem, Meiser min ha-Meiser, you should take off a tenth from the tenth, which means to say, that Meiser min ha-Meiser martilcha, I told you the Levi to take off a tenth from your tenth. In other words, the tenth that you got, now I want you to take off and give a tenth of that to the Kohen. However, v'lei truma gedayla v'trumas Meiser min ha-Meiser. However, not two things I didn't tell you to take off. I didn't tell you to take off trumas Meiser and the truma gedayla that you beat the Kohen for, although that was not properly done. However, after the fact, you only have to take off trumas Meiser. So, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, El Miata, but according to your chiddush that you only have to take off if the Levi beat the Kohen to the Meiser, and that the Kohen didn't take his Truma yet, that he only has to take off Truma's Meiser, not the Truma Gedayla, then afil higdim b'kri nami lifter. Then even if the pile was already smoothed out, it wasn't in the ears, and the Levi went and took first his Meiser, he should also be exempt from giving the Truma Gedayla, and we know that he has to give in such a case, not only Truma's Meiser, but even Truma Gedayla. So Amalei said to him, Alecha makrov, but that for your question is what the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, Mikol matnei sechem, regarding the Levim, it says, from all your gifts, terimu es kol trumas Hashem, you have to take off all the trumas of Hashem, which would include even truma gedayla. And that's what it's telling you, that then you would have to. But then he asked, Mari Isa, where do you see? How do you know that the pasig that you're learning that says it's called Trumas Hashem, that it's making him liable not only for Trumas Maisa, but even Truma Gedola, that's talking about when he went, when it was already smoothed down the pile, yet the pasig that you're learning up a drasha that it's pata, that you only have to take up Trumas Maisa, was when he went only before and when it was still in the ears. To which Abaya answered, he says, no, because hi, this case when it was smoothed out in the pile is idgin. It's already called dagan, it's already called grain. And since it's called grain, so then it already has the status of tevel, that it's considered called tevel for truma, because the pasuk says that when does the chiv of truma start? Only by reishis degancha. And as we had learned on the previous daf, that dagan is when it's gathered together in the pile. V'hai lo idgin. However, when the Levi went and took before, when it was still in the ears, where it wasn't, quote, dagan yet, then it doesn't have the status yet of, quote, tevel for truma. And that's why, after the fact, he's going to be put, and he will not have to give the kayin, the truma, gedayla, that he beat him on, only the trumas maisa. And that is what the Chiddush Mishnah was telling us, that although, yes, the Levi went and took over his trumas maisa, but he didn't take over the truma gedayla, but since he took it when it was still in the ears, he's going to be put. Then the Mishnah continued and said, Meister Sheni beHekdesh Shniftu v'chulu, that regarding the Meister Sheni and the Hekdesh that were redeemed, then one can go ahead and fulfill it. His Chiyav of Matzah with it. Which Gemara's Peshitta, what do you mean? Once you redeem it, what's the promise? Like regular chulin. So Hachem Ayeskina, the Gemara says, Shenosin Esakarin v'loinosin Esachoymish. He gave the principle, so it was redeemed. But when one redeems Hekdesh, and when one redeems his own Meister Sheni, there's a halacha that he has to give an added fifth. The Kamash Malon, that although he didn't give the fifth, the Ein Chaymish Ma'akev. That it does not hold back the redemption. Redemption happens. It's just that you also have an added debt of a fifth, and therefore, once you at least gave the karen, you can use it for matzah. Then the Mishnah continues and says, kahanim, regarding kahanim, b'chala b'truma v'chula, that they can fulfill their chiva matzah, even with matnas kahuna of chala and truma. So you ask Peshitta, what's wrong? It's something for them, it's considered permitted item, so therefore you can make matzah out of it. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ad tema matzah shabal chaladim bein. I would have thought it has to be matzah that's equal for everyone, that everyone could consume it. Kamash malon, that matzah's riba. It says the word matzah in the Torah many times to tell you that all types of matzahs, which means that as long as it's fit for that person, and in this case, challah and truma for the kohen, you'll be permitted for him to make matzah out of it. So the Mishnah continues, says, however, avoloi, betevel, v'chul, went the whole list of things that cannot be used for matzah. And one of them was untithed produce, which is pshita. It's pretty obvious, as we said, either because mitzvah b'beiro, or because it's not only something that's going to be usher because of chametz, it's going to have another issur, and therefore you can't use it for the chiyuv of matzah. And then the Gemara says, loy tzricha, we needed betevel tov medrabbanan. It wasn't actually tevel min hatorah, it was only tevel on a rabbinic level. Shezarei ba'atzitz she'en enakav, that it was planted in a pot that does not have a hole, that only with Rabbanan do we say that then you still have to take off the Trumas HaMaisis. And in spite of that, we're still going to consider a mitzvah haba b'avera, because ultimately there is a Issa Rabbanan, and that's why you cannot go ahead and use it for matzah on the Seder night. Now Rashi says, obviously this is not like the case of Demai, because there was at least on some level a heter l'ketchila that you could have done to go ahead and made yourself a pauper by being mafka all your things, then it would be mutter. So therefore, after the fact, even if you didn't do it, you'll be yaitza, whereas by tevel, there is no way around it. If it's tevel, it's going to be usher to everyone, and therefore it'll be a mitzvah b'maver. Then the Gemara continues, the Mishnah said, v'loy b'maisa rishon shalei nitla tremasa. And similarly, you cannot use the maisa rishon that the Levi has from the Yisrael if he did not take off yet his truma. Now the Gemara assumes, now what does it mean he didn't take off his truma? So it's like the opposite of the first case, which he did not take there, he took off the truma's maisa. Here it's saying that he did not take off the truma's maisa. So the Gemara's pshita, pretty obvious. If he didn't take off his truma's maisa, it's like it has for the Levi, has a halacha like tevel, because it didn't take off his matnas kahuna. Then the Gemara says, no. We're talking about that the Levi went and took his Meiser before the Truma Gedayla, when it was already smoothed out in a pile. And that is when it says that he didn't take off Trumasai, it means he didn't take off the Truma Gedayla, which it was already fit to be taken off when he had originally gotten his Meiser. And that is, he did, he took off his Truma's Meiser. But Loitzrich Trumasai means he didn't take off the Truma Gedayla. So Ma'adu Tema, the Chiddush is, I would have thought to say, Kedomalei Rav Pabbe L'Abaya, that any time it says in the Pasuk, you only have to take up Trumas Meiser, but not Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedayla, even if you beat him at the Kri when it's already smoothed out, when it's already dagan. Kamash Malan, that's what the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, Kedushani Le, like Abaya had answered him, that once it's already smoothed out in the pile, then already it was ready a Chiv of dagan, of Reshid Degancha, which then you would have to take off, not only Trumas Meiser, but even Truma Gedayla, and this labor that only took up Trumas Meiser, not Truma Gedayla, it's considered tevel for him, and he wouldn't be able to make matzah out of it for the Seder night. Then the Mishnah continued and said, and similarly, you cannot use Meiser Sheni, which is the second tithe, which then the person takes up to Yerushalayim, or he redeems it and he can then eat it outside. Or regarding Hekdesh, if they were not redeemed, you cannot use it. That's pretty obvious. It's usher to eat, it's Hekdesh, it's Meiser Sheni. You're not allowed to go ahead, it has sanctity, so of course you can't make matzah out of it. And that the Gemara says, Laim din nifter. We're talking about that it was redeemed. Umay loy niftus. Now, what does it mean it wasn't redeemed that we're saying that it is aser? Shloy niftu kil hachasan. The Chiddush is telling us that if it wasn't redeemed as the letter of the law is, then it's not going to be working. And that is Maisa Sheni Shepada Agavasim. We're talking Maisa Sheni that was redeemed on the coin that does not have a figure. Drachmana Amavitsar Taha Kesev. The Torah says that you should bind the money, take it up to Yerushalayim. Now the drasha is, the words they use, b'tzarta, dabesh yesh leitzura. If you're redeeming Maaser Sheni, it has to be in something that has a figure, it has to be a coin, not just something without a figure. That's asimon. And therefore, although you did redeem it, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that that's not considered redemption, and therefore it's going to be usher to make matzah out of it. Similarly, the hekdesh shechilu agabe karka, we're talking about hekdesh that was redeemed on land. Drachmanama, that the Torah says that if you want to redeem hekdesh, it has to be vanasan hakesav akamlai. If he gives money, then it'll be considered in his rishos. And that's by the pasuk is when that's talking about someone that is makdish a sada, that it says that he'll add a fifth of money regarding the value. So it has to be something what you give, miyad liyad, which is metatlin, which that excludes karka. And that's why, although you did redeem, it's considered as if you didn't, and that's why it's not going to be able to be used as matzah. So on this topic, the Gemara brings a braisa. Tarabon. Yachol yaitzi adam midei chavasai. We would think that a person can fulfill his chiyuv betevel shalei niskan, with tevel untied produce that was not fixed. Now the Gemara interrupts to ask, kol tevel nami holei niskan. Every tevel is not fixed. What does it mean that with tevel that's not fixed? El betevel shalei niskan kol tzarke. What the Braisa means to say is regarding tevel that's not fully fixed. So you did fix it on some level, however it's not fully. So I would think that you could yaitzi chiyuv a matzah with that. And that's what we're telling you that not. So what does it mean it's not fully fixed? But it is. Shenitlu mena truma gedel. You took off truma gedel, which is given to the kayan. However, lo nitlu mena truma smaisa. However, the Levi, in his produce, although it was coming from after truma gedel, he didn't take off truma smaisa. Or, maisa rishon, the first time, the tenth was taken up, that was given to the Levi. But lo maisa shen, however, the second maisa, which the Yisrael himself eats in Yerushalayim, or he redeems and takes the money up, that wasn't taken off. Even if he did all the other matanos, but he didn't take off the tenth of the pauper, which is in the third and the sixth year. Now, as Rashi says, the chiddush of Maaser Ani is that has no sanctity whatsoever, because whereas by Maaser Rishon, that it has inside of it Trumas Maaser, which has Kedusha, and Maaser Sheni is totally Kaddish. So on that, Minayin, how do we know that if you took all of them, but at least one of them you didn't, that will not work? If it was not Niskan Legamri, the Tavol, you cannot use it for Yechiv of Matzah on Pesach. Tamalim, that's what the pasuk says in the Varm, Loi Seichel of Chametz, you should not eat on it Chametz. That is, Misha Isurei, Mishum Bal Teichel of Chametz, only something that has the prohibition of eating Chametz regarding it, that type of a thing, you can go ahead and use, and you can be Mekayim Yechiv of Matzah with it on Pesach if you made Matzah out of that. Yatzezeh, that excludes this tevel, although you took off all these matans, but you didn't take off it totally, she'ini suri mishum bal teichel chametz, where the isra is not that you're not allowed to eat it because of chametz, ela mishum bal teichel tevel, rather the isra that would be of consuming it would be because of tevel, because it wasn't fully tithe, it was all its matanas, and therefore you cannot go ahead and make matzah out of it. But then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? V'isur de chametz lehechan azla. Where did the isra of chametz go? It's still chametz. So yes, it's chametz that's tevel. So therefore, since it is isur mishum bal teichel, if it were to become chametz, or if it is chametz, then you should be able to make matzah out of it. So you take tevel, or it was some level tevel, whatever it is, on some level it wasn't niskan legamri, you should be able to make matzah out of it, because it is one, let's say, out of the five grains, which could become chametz. So what's this drasha saying? Well, it's not because of bal teichel chametz, it's only bal teichel tevel. Well, it's both. And therefore, if it is at least bal teichel chametz, it should be worthy of making matzah out of it. On that, I'm Rav Sheshes Hamani Rav Shimon. He, who is the time of this price? It's Rav Shimon, the Amma that he says, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. We cannot have one Isser on top of another Isser, and therefore, since it already has the Isser of Tevel, it cannot be qualifying for another Isser of Chametz. And therefore, it will not actually have the Isser of Chametz, even if it becomes Chametz on Pesach. Therefore, we cannot go ahead and make the Chiv of Matzah out of the same things. The time like within the Brice, Rav Shimon says, we continue on the top of Lamarov, Omar Aleph, Ha'eich Nevela B'Yom Kippur. If someone eats a Nevela, a carcass, a dead animal, on Yom Kippur, by mistake, then Pati is going to be exempt from a Karmachatas. because the Issa of Yom Kippurim cannot be chal on the Issa of Nevela. Now Rashi says, even if it became Nevela on Yom Kippur, which sounds like that the Issa of Yom Kippur came before the Issa of Nevela, still the Issa of the animal was first before Yom Kippur, because at least it had an Issa of Evim Menachai, which you couldn't have eaten it when it was still alive. And therefore, he learns that you're going to be put from the Issa of Yom Kippurim again, because Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Issa chal Issa. So therefore, in our case, there actually is no Issa of Chametz, and then you can't make matzah out of it, because it already has the Issa of Tevel from beforehand. Whereas Ravina Marina argues, and he says, you could say the Tanya of the Braisa, Adar Rabbanan, that they hold that an Isser is Chal Nesser. However, the Drasha is, Mishe Yisur Mishum Bal Teichel Chometz Belvad, something that the only Chiv, the only Isser that it has, is that because it's going to be forbidden because of Chometz, then you would be able to make Matz out of it. Yatza Zed, that excludes this case of Tevel, She'en Yisur Mishum Bal Teichel Chometz Belvad, that the only Isser will not be only of Chometz, you're right, it will also have Chometz, but Ela Af Mishum Bal Teichel Tevel, since it will also have the Isser of Tevel, that's why one cannot go ahead and make matzah out of it. Tosh the Gemara asks on this Pshat of Ravina, Midi Belvad Ksiv, does anywhere in the Torah say that only if it only has the Isser of Chometz? The Pasuk is Mashma, that whatever has the Isser of Chometz, then it applicable to it, if it would become chametzik, then you can go ahead and make matzah out of it. So therefore the Gemara says, El Machvarta, rather it's clear, could Rav Sheish, we have to say like the first shot, like Rav Sheish's, that the interpretation of this price is only like Rav Shimon, based on the principle of Ein Isser Chal Isser, and therefore there actually is no Isser chametz if it would become chametzik, and therefore one cannot go ahead and make matzah out of Tevel and be Yotzei Shechiv matzah on Pesach.